Don, did you hear that some dinosaur species are being wiped out?
I thought dinosaurs were already extinct.
You're right about that. But some scientists believe, based on existing fossils, we may have created more species than actually existed.
What do you mean, Yael?
When paleontologists find a new fossil, they use the bone structure to determine if it's a new species. For example, a dinosaur with three horns is compared to other three-horned species. If its horns are in a different location or are a different size, it may be classified as a new species.
That sounds logical.
The trouble is, scientists didn't realize how much dinosaur bones changed as dinosaurs matured. We know elk and deer regrow their antlers, but that's not all that can happen to bone. Dinosaurs could absorb, reshape, and regrow bones. Head ornaments could change dramatically. For example, Triceratops juveniles had solid neck shields and backward-facing horns, while adults had forward-facing horns and shields with holes. Torosaurus, thought to be a different species based on shield holds, was just an old Triceratops.
So juveniles and adults looked like entirely different species.
That's right. So scientists are using bone histology, a microscopic analysis, to sort things out. They've already concluded that Stygimoloch, discovered in the 70s, was a juvenile Pachycephalosaurus, or dome-headed dinosaur, not a new species. They suspect that a species named Dracorex hogwartsia, after the Harry Potter books, is also a juvenile. Its dome hadn't completely formed, giving it dragon-like head bumps.
So there are fewer dinosaur species than we thought.
Some estimate that a third of named dinosaur species may be wiped out. But that doesn't mean there aren't lots of new dinosaurs left to discover.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.